USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Nearly 1 month to the day that a Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous materials derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, another one went off the tracks yesterday in Clark County, triggering a temporary shelter-in-place order. A spokesperson for the railroad says no hazardous materials were involved. It was a dramatic sight in Frederick, Maryland.
One tanker truck hauling flammable liquid completely engulfed in flames.
Frederick County Fire Chief Tom Coe said over 100 firefighters were called to the scene on U.S. 15. The truck driver died when the tanker overturned and exploded into a fireball after hitting a tree, damaging six homes and several vehicles. Former President Trump says he has unfinished business in the White House. During the keynote address at the Conservative Political Action Conference near Washington, D.C., Trump said the greatest battle of our lives is taking place and that he is going to finish what we started.
If you put me back in the White House, their reign is over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything.
Nikki Haley was the only other major Republican candidate to speak to the annual gathering of conservatives. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis skipped the event. A man whose father ran for president is considering doing the same. Here's John Schaefer.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told a crowd in New Hampshire he may make a run for the White House.
I'm thinking about it.
Kennedy saying,
I passed the biggest hurdle, which is that my wife has green-lighted it.
But there is one issue that may not sit well with his fellow Democrats. Kennedy is a longtime anti-vaxxer, even heading the group Children's Health Defense that was kicked off social media for misinformation about COVID-19.
All of these injuries that I speak about to children, there is no bigger issue for our country than that.
He joins a short list of Democrats that are eyeing a potential challenge to President Biden's re-election bid.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Strong winds and heavy snow are causing flight delays and cancellations, although things running a little smoother today. FlightAware reports about 1,000 flights have been delayed and 100 are canceled nationwide this morning after winter storms created a travel nightmare yesterday. Severe turbulence that led to a plane being diverted to Connecticut's Bradley International Airport is blamed for the death of a passenger. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened late Friday aboard a business jet en route from New Hampshire to Virginia. After a year of waiting, Chris Rock addresses the slap.
People like didn't hurt. It still hurts.
Chris Rock made history with Netflix's first ever live broadcast. It gave the comedian a chance to open up about that infamous moment with Will Smith at last year's Oscars.
But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah, Gail, crying.
Rock waited for the final minutes of his hour-long concert on Saturday night to address the controversy.
I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We're not the same size, okay?
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Brandishing a gun on social media has cost the Memphis Grizzlies' Ja Morant 2 games. He was suspended by the league after what appears to be a video on Instagram where he flashed what appeared to be a handgun next to his face. Morant apologized and said he's taking time away to get help and learn better ways to deal with stress. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.